now.
Yeah. Let's go.
Isn't this a deal? All
right.
Time to
all
get
right.
with it.
Okay.
Wait a second. Is the intro over?
Nope.
It's good old Mr. D, recording live from Gosser Ridge. For some folks in the community, this is simply Shark Week. For other folks, it's the week after the 127-yard sale. But for those of us in the school system, this is the week school starts. And trust me, every part of my body feels it. I didn't do anything today that was really that intense as far as physical labor is concerned. I mean, I walked around the class, I met new kids, talked about the course and myself. But at the end of the day, my throat, I'm about to lose my voice if you can't tell, and my body feels like I've been hit by a dadgum train. I put that on Twitter earlier, and my Uncle Mike just said, hey, I just think you're just getting old.
I'm a man! I'm 40! I'm not a kid!
Well, I'm not quite 40. I'm 33, but whatever 40 feels like, it can't be too far off from this. Despite being so tired, today was a fantastic day. First impression was super with these new kids. I didn't know a whole lot of the students coming in. I knew their faces, knew some of their names, their families, but didn't really know the kids that well. After today, I'm pumped and stoked about this school year. Today was a typical administrative day on a lot of fronts. The schedule was nuts. We had a lot of paperwork to collect and pass back out. And I want to talk a little bit about today if you missed or if you're a parent and wanted to know kind of what we passed out to the kids. The first thing the students did was a student database sheet that was very informative for me as a teacher in regards to their access to technology, both at school and at home, and also for group formation purposes. I want to put groups together pretty quickly that the kids actually want to be a part of. They were asked to pick kids in the classroom that, you know, they could actually work well together with. The second and third papers they received were actually for the parents. The first one was a parent letter simply stating who I am, what the course is going to be like, how students are going to be graded. And the second one is an optional parent essay called In a Million Words or Less. I'm asking for the good, the bad, the ugly, everything you could tell me about your child and what you expect from me as your child's teacher. Those are very informative for me. I look forward to reading those every year. So even though it's not required, I certainly would appreciate you taking the time to do that. And finally, I went over the class expectations with the students about things that typically students have questions about on the first day. You know, can I eat or drink in here? What do I have to do to get out of the class? Do I need permission to get up to throw something away? And all that. So those last three items, the parent letter, the student expectation contract, and the parent essay, all are due back Monday, August the 12th. A lot of students showed up today on day one with their course materials already, and we sure do appreciate that. If you have not picked those up yet, we would like to have those in as soon as possible at the latest by Friday, because we're definitely going to get the binders constructed very quickly and get started with class on Friday. Those materials, if you're wondering, a 1.5-inch binder that will contain the English Springboard book. That's what we provide at the school. The book itself is 1 inch thick, so 1.5-inch binder at the least, 2-inch binder would be fine as well. Paper in the binder, tab dividers to section off the binder, highlighters for marking up the text, and stuff to write with is all that they need. So pens, pencils, I'm no stickler on what if it has to be a pencil or whatever. So that is all that we require. And by we, I mean me and Mrs. Hardwick. If your student has me for language arts, they also on their schedule have Miss Jennifer Hardwick for English. Tomorrow we're going to learn more about the students, and we're going to have a little multiple intelligence survey as the bell ringer, and the kids are going to participate in a little game called Newfound Friend. On Friday we're going to get cracking with Unit 1, so look forward to seeing you guys tomorrow. Thanks for being great today, and get some rest.
I'm waking up to ash and dust. I wipe my brow and I sweat my rust.